Think highly of yourself, because the world takes you at your own estimate. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with meditation. Think highly of yourself, because the world takes you at your own estimate. These powerful words recommend to us that we really take awareness of who we are. We have a tendency to belittle ourselves. We have a tendency to think that we're less than what we are capable of doing. And when we think we are less than what we are doing, then we are less than what we are capable of doing. Now you can be sure that the successful person, that the successful man or woman who rises to greatness and to majesty, that person is a person who doesn't necessarily think they're better than anybody else. They don't necessarily think that they have talents that no one else has. But what they do think is they think of an idea, and they think that idea can be done. They think that their dream can be realized. They think that whatever they choose to put their minds to, they can accomplish. Now you say, well, that's only for geniuses, that's only for outstanding people, people who are really remarkable, people who are really exceptional people. Well, believe it or not, and truly believe it or not, every person is exceptional. Every being, every individual is absolutely exceptional. Every individual is capable of doing things that they never dreamed possible. And they don't dream that they can't do it, they just go and do it. We all feel that we are pretty special, really. We think that we're wonderful. We think that the world turns around on our privilege and our choices. And when we go to sleep, the world is sleeping. When we're awake, the world is awake. And essentially, this is true. Because when we are asleep, our thoughts are not putting us to work as we can. When we are awake, our thoughts are all very active, and they're very active in the area that we want to be active. Think highly of yourself, because the world takes you at your own estimate. Now, we don't go around praising ourselves and thinking we're better than others. We don't go around praising ourselves and praising our wonderful capacities. We let our good works stand for themselves. We let our choices stand for themselves. The things that we choose to do and that we do well. And everyone sees that and they recognize it. Now, here comes the rub, really. Do we choose what it is that we want to do? The world knows our attitude about ourselves by what sort of things we involve in. What sort of activities are we interested in? What sort of movies do we like to go to? What sort of sports activities do we like to entertain ourselves with? Are we a participant or are we a spectator? Are we someone who loves to be part of the world and part of those wonderful things that are going on? Or do we just want to be an observer of it? Now, either one is okay. It takes observers to make a sport activity successful. Because without observers, the sporting activity, generally speaking, would not be doing anything. Even when the sportsmen are preparing themselves in practice, in practice, in practice, they are preparing themselves with the idea that the audience is going to be watching them, that their fans are going to be watching them, that people are going to be looking at them and seeing what they're doing. At all times, we are on parade. At all times, we are on the theater stage. We're on stage, and the world is looking at us, and the world is observing us. And we know it. This is the big point. We know that the world is observing us, and we know that this terrible word is put into place. The world is judging us. And the world judges us by what we think we can do. Now, if you're going to make a performance, and you're going to put on a magic show, and you have trained yourself to be a magician for quite a while, and you know three or four tricks, and so you decide you're going to put on your magic show with your three or four tricks. Now, you know there are a million possibles. There are a million tricks that you could use. There are so many wonderful tricks that you could use, but you're going to do three or four. And you're going to do these three or four with excellence. You're not thinking you're going to do them with excellence. You're just going to make them work. You're going to do them so that people are tricked by them. That's the purpose of the trick. And you're going to put on these tricks and demonstrate them before people and let them be amused at it, or let them think that you're a silly person who doesn't know how to be a magician. Now, let's just presume that you do know how to be a magician and you do want to put on a show and you are thinking this will be lots of fun. You're maybe a youngster and you're learning to be a magician, and you're with your friends in your backyard and you have your backyard show. Or maybe you have five or six of your friends gathered around and they say, "Show us some of your magic." And so you show them some of your magic. Now, if you believe in yourself, if you believe you can do it, if you know the skill works, you know the technique works, it's just a matter of how well have you trained yourself to carry out the technique. How well have you trained yourself to do what you think would be a lot of fun to do? Now, the art of it is not in doing so many things at once. The art of it is in doing one or two things and doing it exceptionally well. And as you do one or two things exceptionally well, you make yourself proud of yourself. You make yourself feel that, yes, I can do that. And then as you build your skills into a few more things, you find that you can do great and wonderful things. Now, magicians have what are called little tricks and big tricks. The magicians have lots of little tricks. It's all for the purpose of legerdemain, letting people be confused by what they see. And then one or two big tricks, never more. And these big tricks are exceptional tricks. Tricks that really take a lot of skill and a lot of genius. But the skill and the genius is on your part. It's not on the part of the viewer. How well can you do your trick so the viewer will think that it is for real? What estimate do you have of yourself? Do you think you're good? Oh, I'm not very good at this. Oh, I'm just learning. Oh, don't say those things. For every time you say you're not any good and you're just learning, then you are not any good and you are just learning. And the more you're going to play that trick of not being any good and just learning, the less desirable you're going to be as a source of entertainment for others. The less capable you're going to be as a magician. Now, this stands true for any area of our life. Every area of our life, we do lots of beautiful things. We have lots of fun things that we get involved in. And when we're involved in things that are really fun, and we're just having a good time, it's wonderful. Now, if you want to learn to surf, and it takes a lot of practice to learn to surf, and the practice is the skill of your own body, the mastery of your own agility, the ability to move your muscles and move your body as you wish, to lightly go to the front of the board, or the middle, or the back of the board, or the side, or to make the board flip and turn and whistle around in beautiful ways. But you're doing this, basically, with the idea that you want to do this skill so that you are good at it. And you want to do the skill so you're good at it, so that should the moment come, and you know the moment will, when others are watching you, you will demonstrate how well you do what you do. Now, your demonstration shows the world how well you have trained yourself. Your demonstration shows how highly you think of yourself. And when you, by that demonstration, show your skill to be remarkable, the rest of the world is going to look at you and say, "Wow, that guy is good. He is really good." Now, you may not be as good as you want to be. You may only be a portion of as good as you want to be. But nonetheless, you are good, and you are having fun at the same time. You can be sure that anyone who is working at their skill and not having fun is not going to be too terribly successful. And that if you can look at everyone who is engaged in their skill, you will find that they really are enjoying themselves. They really are happy. They really are having lots of fun. And as they're having lots of fun, they're doing the thing that makes them feel just wonderful. They're doing the thing that makes them feel just supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. They just feel outstanding. They just feel glorious. They just feel wonderful. Now, is this an area where you can feel good? Is this an area where you can feel wonderful? Is this an area where you can know who you are? Are you ready to be anything? Are you ready to think highly of yourself? Because the world takes you at your own estimate. Yes? You're not really so concerned how the world takes you at your own estimate, but truly that's what it does. But what you are concerned about is that you are preparing yourself to perform. You are preparing yourself for others to observe what you're doing and to observe it and judge it. In preparing yourself to do this, you are doing so with all your heart and all your joy and all your peace. And when you do it with joy and love in your heart, then it's fun. And when it's fun, it's great. Now, in any game that you play, do you play the game to win, or do you play the game to have fun? Or do you play the game to win and have fun? Or is winning for you having fun? Winning is not a matter of gaining the trophy or gaining the prize. Winning is having the skill to do whatever it is you choose to do beautifully and well. You say to a magician, "Well, did you put on a winning performance?" And how does a magician have a winning performance? Does he perform in relation to other magicians? Or does he perform in relation to himself? Does his audience look at him and say, "That was a neat trick. Hey, that was a good one. Oh, he flubbed that one. He didn't get that one, but he's working on it." And is this what they say about you? Are they saying kindly, "Ha ha, he flubbed that one, but he's working on it"? Are they saying with all their heart that they think that you're a good magician? Do you believe you're a good magician? If you believe that you are, you can be sure your audience will too. If you believe that you are very remarkable, you can be sure that whoever observes you is thinking the same wonderful thing about you. As we think highly of ourselves, the world takes us at whatever we think about ourselves. If we are being ourselves and having fun in any endeavor, we are the winners. We are the successful ones. We are the ones who are achieving our goal. As we are doing whatever we're doing, and we're having fun doing it, everybody looks at us and says, "Hey, that's neat." When you see children having fun in the playground, you say, "Aren't they having fun? Isn't that is good and very good." When you see children being naughty on the playgrounds, you know that they're not really having fun. They're merely trying to impress somebody with something or other. And when children are being naughty, they're not enjoying themselves one little bit. It's just like when a person does something that is wrong. You think he enjoys himself? No, not at all. That person doing something wrong knowingly, he's not enjoying himself. He wonders if he'll get away with it. He's fearful. He's tense. He's full of anxiety. You see, this life is designed for having fun. This life is designed for being ourselves and doing those things that make everything we do the greatest joy possible. Well, as we do all things, not for the onlooker, but for the inlooker, as we do all things for we who ourselves look within ourselves to see, have we done it with all of our skill? Did we have fun doing it? Is it an enjoyable thing? Are we happy with the results of what we've done? Does it make us feel good to do it? You're working at a job where you're mowing the lawn. Do you mow the lawn so that the lawn is beautifully mowed, so that it is beautifully hatched? Do you mow the lawn so when the lawn is finished mowing, you have raked up all the excess grass, you have put it in the trash, not out on the street someplace or not in the ditch somewhere, but you put it in the trash. You have taken a rake and cleaned up the yard neatly. You have taken the clippers and clipped the edges. You have swept the sidewalks and the walkways. You've cleaned up everything. You've made a neat package. Now, it doesn't take skill to do that. It takes love. And when we have love and express love, then we think highly of ourselves. And when we think highly of ourselves, the world thinks highly of us. Now, a person who mows a lawn and does it beautifully and does a total job, anyone who looks at that job says, "Isn't that pretty?" Now, a person who does a job slipshod and doesn't do the trimming, doesn't do the edging, doesn't do the finishing touches, people look at it and say, "Isn't that a nice lawn?" But they don't see the whole picture. They don't see the sidewalk. They don't see the trimming. They don't see all of the things that are neatly done. They don't see the lawn is nicely raked. They don't see everything is in place. But you do. You do in your heart. You're doing it for yourself. You're doing it because it pleases you to make it look beautiful. It pleases you to dust things so that they're all beautifully clean and beautiful to your enjoyment. It's up to us. It's up to us. When we think highly of ourselves, the world thinks highly of us. And it's just that simple. So today, make it an affirmation for yourself, as I do for myself. Any task I put myself to, I will do it to my very best. I will be the very best I can be. I will do it completely and well. And if I don't have time to finish it today, I'll finish it tomorrow. But I will finish it. I will finish the task I began. I will think so highly of myself that anything that I choose to do, I will do it to completion and do it well. Because that's what makes me go around. That's what makes my life happy, and that's what makes my world feel just wonderful. because that's who I am. Have a lovely day and be who you are in every way. I love you. I love you. I love you.